5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You cannot just hit replay on what you did this time yesterday.
Put moron number two on the phone.
It's a bit different, this show, as you know, Jim.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, of course we feel good and you do too. You choose to listen to Triple M this time of night. You get entertained, Fat, for about an hour. And I'll tell you what we got coming up today. Mm-hmm. A man called Andrew Rains.
Rainsy.
Who we love and have loved for a long time and also love his old man. His old man, Bill, is as happy with himself as any individual any of us have ever seen, but one of the great blokes. And his, that's Jeff Rains we're speaking about. His young bloke, Andrew, he's gone down a different path post-career. We're going to find out what he's up to and also get to the family with a question that Bill first put to the family about 5 years ago and somehow we're still doing it. Hello to you, Fat.
Ah, Jimmy boy. Hey, cool cats and kittens.
Oh, my God. Cool cats and kittens.
I think that's off Tiger King, isn't it? Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And we must say a big welcome to the nice, befonted one, Rebsy.
The most powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been. Daddy, the man, the machine.
Oh, no. Come on, Maddie.
Every time, bro, Maddie.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. How bad is it?
Have I got a big rap for you today, Jimmy boy? I don't know where to start. I'm that busy.
Well, we can start with the opener if you want.
Yeah, good idea.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Yes. All sports, Jim. Speaking of all sports, let's go to AFL footy. And I don't know if you're on TikTok or not, Jimmy boy, but AFL coaches have come out overnight on TikTok and done some of the best work with their families. Certainly Damien Hardwick. It was hard work for him, let me tell you. Now, to be fair, Dimmers wasn't that good. I tell you what's good. Simon Goodwin, he got on. He was very good with his two daughters. And then Nathan Buckley jumped on, and he was very, very good. So have a look at that if you can on TikTok.
Yes, I did see Bucks. I didn't see the other two.
And Bucks has challenged Essendon coach John Worsfold now, so that'll be interesting to have a look at. I don't know if he's got too many movements.
I'm not sure about the movements.
Exactly. Also now I've got rugby union, Jim, that we don't know a lot about. We'll put our hands up straight away.
Well, not the modern game, especially.
That's right. I don't know if you saw this. 11 Wallabies ex-captains. So 11 ex-captains of the Wallaby team. So all the greats have co-signed a letter and wanting to get rid of the management and also the board there at Rugby Union Australia.
Yes, they're not happy, especially with the CEO. They're far from happy to be.
Far from happy. But I was thinking about this, Jim. Back in our day when we grew up, we knew 3 or 4 or 5 Wallabies. You used to watch them a bit. You knew the names.
Yeah, Simon Porterman, Nick Farr-Jones, Campisi.
George Gregan.
Absolutely. Georgie Gregan, John Eales.
John Eales.
Absolutely. And then going right back to the Eller brothers, Glenn and Mark Eller and, the legends. I agree.
So now I put this to you. Name me one or two players that play for the Wallabies, our national team.
Does Quade Cooper still play?
Well, in and out a bit, isn't he?
He's in and out.
Well, he's going to play.
He sometimes takes himself out.
He does. But
he would be the only one I could come up with.
Which just tells you that the state that the game is in. We just don't know anyone that plays there. You knew the coach who was about to get the arse every week.
Who?
Oh, Knackers. Had the hair like Chief, didn't he? The island on top.
You just said you knew him.
Well, I know him for you said his name.
So are you thinking about the Aussie bloke who coaches England?
No,
old Knackers.
No, the bloke that got the lemonade and sauce. He was. I thought he was doing a good job in there. Ring now. 1-3-5-5-3.
Ring now. Did you just say ring now?
No, I did it, Jim. Hey, speaking of other codes, American football.
No, I want you to get hold of that. No, I want you to name that coach for me, please, before we get any further.
American footy, I'm just padding here for a minute, Jim, as I get my people to work on that.
Yes.
What about the Buccaneers, of course, our favourite?
Well, where do you find the Buccaneers?
On your bucket head, but Tom Brady, of course. And did you see the old Cronksters come out of retirement?
I did. I did see. My young bloke's mad on the NFL. He sent me a text this morning. I couldn't believe it. Because, of course, he had retired and moved on. I think Rab's into wrestling, hadn't he, the big Gronk?
I'm not sure. He's a bit of a rogue unit.
Yeah, he did.
Now Ethan gave us a thumbs up. He went to WWE.
Yep.
Alan's just rang in from one Thaggy, and he said Michael Checker is the man. That,
that's the one you were looking for.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah. And the new coach's name, Bill?
They haven't got one.
Yes, they do. They can't not have a coach.
Well, who's their new coach?
That's Robbie Deans, man. Everyone knows
Dave Rennie.
It's Robbie Deans.
Robbie Deans.
Yeah.
I love it.
Robbie Deans.
All right, Fat. What else have you got there, please?
Also, Jim, I've got plenty here. Well, poor old Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
He is in a bit of trouble, Jim. He's had a heart surgery and no one has seen him.
Oh, no.
What's that in the background?
It's called North Korean music.
So. Oh, wow. So he's in a bit of trouble. No one's seen him for a week. He might be in a lot of trouble. And guess who's ready to step in?
Who's ready?
His younger sister, Kim Yo-jong. And they think she's about 31 years of age. No one knows how old she is, between 29 and 31. Oh, man. And no one has seen her husband, but apparently she's married and got two kids, but no one knows anything about her, which you wouldn't in North Korea.
Probably wouldn't know.
So, interesting country there, Jim. I'm not sure.
No, it is.
So, your sports rap's gone political and geographical.
Well, a bit of it. Oh, yeah. Now this one that we all love, a gaffe, because we all stuff things up.
Oh, my God.
This would be on the idiot file over there in New York's ABC 7. Because Billy Ritter, Riddler, something. He's a great anchor, mate. He's been there for a long, long time. Is that well known? And he had one of the biggest stuff-ups of all times, an on-air gaffe. Have a listen to this.
We do want to mention one person who was singled out today by Governor Murphy, 26-year-old Jack Allard. He's a former Ridgewood High School lacrosse star and two-time All-American. Was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator and 5 full weeks in the hospital. The governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. And last Thursday, he was clapped out by the doctors and nurses who saved his life as he walked out of the hospital.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. He has come home, not in the figurative sense, but in the quite literal sense. And my deepest apologies for that. I was just misread everything, and I apologize.
Come on, Billy.
Billy, you crossed him off.
He was clapped out by the doctors and the nurses who saved his life. He walked out of hospital and poor old Billy said, no, he's passed away. So
imagine if you're Jack and you're watching that at home.
Wow.
You're thinking, hello, I'm actually dead.
I'm actually here. Hey, Billy, I'm here. So that is an on-air stuff up.
Yeah,
that
must go with the name.
Idiot file.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Bill. Something you're very familiar with.
What else?
Dave Rennie is the new Wallabies coach, apparently. I'm reading it here.
Not Deansy. No one even knows who the new Wallaby coach is.
Former New Zealand and Cook Island rugby union player is now coaching our national team.
What's his name?
Dave Rennie.
David Reynolds?
Dave
Rennie. Rennie.
And who did you say? Someone... Deans.
Robbie Deans. Right. Oh, what about old dinner plate head? He's throwing Robbie Deans in.
We'll find out because we're a bit of a sports show, so we should probably know that. We'll be back after
probably
the break with
know that.
The actual Wallabies coach's name.
On your smart speaker and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Time to do this.
There's a bloke driving what looks to be a fairly new BMW convertible. Rubbish bins in the back seat.
There's an old bloke up there that dresses as a wizard.
23 motorcycle posties all in a row.
I saw a guy rollerblading down the street, bent over by his dog.
Ah, there we go, Jim. What have you seen unusual?
Well, Bill, we love this one, and I know you've seen something that's particularly unusual, but I don't know if I've shared this with you before. Along Elwood Beach, you know, along the bike track, and Reg, you might have seen this actually, all the way along, there's a bloke on one of those motorised skateboards, you know, the ones that are motorised, who carries his dog on his shoulder. He's all the time you see him. He's a sort of bohemian looking setup, and he's just got the shoulder like as you know where like you'd either have a stubby, like a boombox, or a stubby of piss.
He might think it's a parrot.
He's got this brown dog on his shoulder. I see him all the time, up and back. He's a legend of the area. So that's remotely unusual, but not as unusual as this.
Well, not as unusual as a monkey that flies a kite on the top of a building in India. Only in India, Jim. There's a monkey. He's got the kite going, and he actually wounds in the string and grabs the kite and runs off.
What does he do?
Winds it in. Wounds it that's in. Whatever he wants. I'll tell you what else was unusual that the Melbourne people would have heard about last night.
Mm-hmm.
A young girl, a 20-year-old, was found 15 metres up a tree in Langwarrin this morning, Jim.
15 metres? That's a long way up there.
It's one of those old pine trees. She was right up the top. She was stuck there overnight. She said that she got in a bit of trouble with some friends and had a bit of a fight. And they chased her and she climbed the tree. But two tradies were going to work this morning and found her up on the top of the tree, had to ring the fire brigade. They had to get their ladders. Wow-wee, some commotion out at Langwarrin.
15 metres is like a five-storey building.
That's it,
Jim. That's how high that is.
15 metres up the tree. So that is unusual, and so is a monkey flying a kite on top of a building in India.
All right, what are we giving away, please, Rabbits Bartholomew?
We have a $100 Vino Mofo voucher. It is the best place to order your wine online. 70% off right now as well. Wow. VinoMofo.com. And also an 11 hair care pack. You can order all your favourites at 11 products online.
All right, ring us now. 133353.
What have you seen unusual? Yes. Oh, plenty of callers.
Thank you, Bill.
Good setup, that one.
Before we get to that massive bank of callers, let's just give you a taste of what you normally receive with what have you seen unusual.
There was a bloke driving what looked to be a fairly new BMW convertible. Rubbish bins in the back seat.
There's an old bloke up there that dresses as a wizard.
23 motorcycle posties all in a row.
I saw a guy rollerblading down the street, being towed by his dog.
Mm. There's some unusual ones indeed, Jimmy boy.
Hey, Bill, I'll tell you what I've seen unusual in the last month.
What?
Not a car between Geelong and Melbourne.
Oh, no. Well, it has
not
changed.
Not anymore. The last couple of days it's changed, but about a couple of weeks ago, Bill, I've never seen anything like it.
It was a great drive up for the last few weeks.
Good.
Oh, there's just no one on the roads. It's been very good, man. But have noticed the last couple of days, plenty of cars on the road as we go to Matty and Phillip Island. What have you seen unusual, Matthew?
Jimmy and Fat, how are we, boys?
Good. Beautiful, mate.
So I was driving back from down the street earlier today, and there was a fella walking along the footpath, and he had a lead, like a dog lead, an extra long one, but there was no animal on the end of it.
No.
He was just dragging a lead.
It was like, well, it was in front of him. It was like there should have been an animal on it, but there wasn't. It's like he's got this magical lead or an invisible animal.
Okay, how was it in front of him?
Well, I don't know. That's what's... Oh, it's unusual, Billy.
That's the unusual bit, Bill.
Yes.
Well, it was like a stiff lead.
Well, yeah, it had a stiffy, yeah.
No, but you couldn't drag it in front of you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Billy.
You couldn't, Matt. You can drag it behind you, but...
Oh, my God.
Explain yourself, Matthew. You can't.
Stay there, please, Matty. Robert's in Epping. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Rob.
Oh, here we go.
G'day, guys.
Hey, Robbie.
How are you?
Yeah, good. How you go?
Good, mate. Good.
What have you been doing?
Mate, last weekend, I seen my neighbour, mind you, he's 78 years of age, up on his roof. Naked, cleaning the gutters.
Oh, no.
No.
Come on, Bill.
Nothing on at all.
Nothing on except a pair of Dunlop Volleys.
Well, at least he had shoes on.
He had his Dunlop Volleys on, and I was in disbelief. Oh.
At that age, Rob, they tend to hang a bit low too, don't they?
You're not bloody wrong, JB.
You call the missus and tell her to come have a look.
Hang on the line. Tatiana, Bill, is in Melbourne.
Hey, Tatiana.
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome to the Rush Hour. First time?
Yeah, first time.
Don't be nervous, Dale. I'll cox you through it.
Oh, my God.
What's happened with you, Tat?
So yesterday on our daily walk, my partner and I saw this guy just sitting on the side of the street in his gym here, covered in pigeons.
Covered in pigeons.
Covered in pigeons. No breadcrumbs, no nothing, just They were all over his lap, on his arms, on his head.
Jeez.
And he just sat there, seemed to be telepathically communing with the pigeon.
Oh, like a statue. Which, you know what happens then? Yes, full of pigeon shit.
Thank you, Bill. No, we appreciate that. Hey, Tatiana, I couldn't do that because I don't like birds. I couldn't have birds all over me.
Was a bit weird. I won't lie. He hasn't been trued on yet, but I'm sure it would have happened at some stage.
In my day, no. Jimmy, used to have birds all over me.
No, you didn't. That's never actually happened. But I'm talking about, you know, if they get trapped in your house. I don't even like them in that environment.
Well,
there's something
like
weird
the
about birds.
Tawny frog mouth.
Oh, no, that very rare Sandringham version, which happened to ensconce itself in my tree. Now, Bill, they're a very good group of callers. Lots of them, too, I just noticed. So, who gets the prize?
Please? I'm going to give Tatiana the hair care, I reckon. So that'd be good for her.
I reckon the Vino, mate.
Well, see what she wants. Let's ask Tatiana. Do you want the Vino or do you want the hair care, Tat?
Let's go with the wine.
Beautiful. $100 Vino Mofo voucher heading to you. VinoMofo.com.
And Rob from Epping. His 78-year-old neighbour's got no gear on the Dunlop Volleys on the roof.
You can't do that. That's highly illegal.
Rob, we're going to send you 11 hair care pack. Head to 11australia.com to order online, mate. You can put some in your eyes next time he gets up on the roof.
Thank you very much, gents.
Good on you, mate.
Well done, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm out there in Epping.
He'll never walk outside again.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, that's not right, Jim.
Come on, Bill. The old 78-year-old pill bag. Come on.
I know what would be in the gutter.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
All right, I'll tell you what we got, Bill. One of our all-time favourites, and to be an all-time favourite of the Rush Hour, you need to have been able to play footy, as this man could.
And?
Richmond, 56 games. Brisbane, 67, and then went to the Gold Coast for a season. Played six there.
What else
so
you got to do?
129 games, but you've also got to be able to enjoy yourself, Fat. You've got to be able to let your hair down and not take everything as seriously as some do. And this man, Andrew Rains, Bill, had the ability when the season finished to just enjoy himself. Would that be fair to say, Rainsy?
Oh, I think it is, boys. As you know, it's all about balance. And I think I got led astray early days from a couple of key Richmond personnel, which you can only imagine amongst Richardson and Brown and the Tights back in the day. They were my mentors. So whether that's a good thing, I'm not so sure. They could surely play, but they could. And went right off the field too. So I just followed their steps and took a keen interest in obviously having a bit of balance. But, yeah, obviously a bit of fun over the years, so all good.
Good on you, Rainsy. We caught up with him one night there. We might talk about later. We'll just up and get a nice kebab, Jim. And
that's it, Bill.
A bit of viewing. but what Andrew Rains is doing now, Jimmy boy, he's actually a CEO and a founder of One-on-One Football. What is One-on-One Football, Rainsy?
So, boys, it's an online platform connecting AFL-accredited coaches with footballers Australia-wide.
Yep.
So, essentially, for private tuition or more intimate type of coaching. So, we've got about 80-odd coaches Australia-wide at the moment, and obviously football is growing by the day with the need to keep the skills going through this period of time of no competitions and games. And also, a lot of coaches hitting the platform for employment opportunities due to the current, being stood down with the restrictions at the moment. So getting a lot of key personnel with AFL coaches jumping on board, which is great, and obviously a lot of the influx in footballers.
So, mate, if I'm a young midfielder, I don't know where Blackie is nowadays, but if, say, he's still up in Brisbane there, I can get Simon Black to come to my house for what, a one-on-one training session?
Well, maybe not your house at the moment, Bill. We're working on that.
In lockdown, Bill.
Oh, that's right.
In lockdown, but meet at a central location. So Blackie's he's in Brisbane.
Yep.
So the great Simon Black, and you can work on whatever you want with someone like him. But also too, we cover some really good community coaches and sort of well sought after coaches in each region. But the likes in Melbourne, someone like Mick Barlow's on board.
Yep.
Down there, Josh Fraser, who as we read recently with the Northern Bullants or Blues being out of the VFL, he's been going pretty well and been able to pick up a bit of employment down there. But Shane Wywoden over in the West, so some really good names. Richie Douglas, fresh out of the game in Adelaide, and Daniel Menzel. So some guys like that just coming out of the game, but also too some really good coaches.
And Rainsy, I'm looking at the facing page here for One-on-One Football. Great initiative, of course, founder and CEO. We're speaking to Andrew Rains, and I see Big Sauce Merritt's head on there. I'm not sure if I'm trying to sell a business, Rangy, that his head would be the one I would put on.
Some say I get a head for radio, but the great man, he's a really good mentor to have. Sauce, he also puts his hand up. He said he probably can't do the kicking skills, but he's probably one of the best fists going around. I think, as Spud used to say, the golden fist. So, yeah, Sauce has got that basis covered. But, let's not discriminate too much with the Big Sauce.
How do we get involved? If you've got a young bloke, or you are indeed a footballer yourself that wants to get better, what do people have to do?
Well, yeah, log on to www.oneononefootball.com.au, register for free, search your location, so your area or your suburb, and the closest coach will come up in that area and also give you a bit more information on each coach with their expertise, their hours, and obviously their rate per hour. So, again, Australia-wide, so we're trying to cover as many regions as we can at the moment. We're sort of trying to cover country regions too, so, yeah, growing by the day.
Hey, Rainsy, let's take you back to your career. You played, fair to say, at the Richmond Footy Club when they weren't exactly airborne. You must look at them now and be amazed at the on-field powerhouse they've become.
It was always a sleeping giant, wasn't it? And I always used to get reminded, obviously, of my father playing there and also sitting amongst other current greats when you used to go to the club functions and that, and always used to reminisce about the good old days, yeah. And it was going to happen eventually, but it's, obviously, when I left, it sort of changed a fair bit, and it's great to see, obviously, the right heads involved with Brendan Gale and Barmy and Dimmer. It's been such a successful club, and I was at the first grand final they won, and just to see the yellow and black was quite special, obviously, being up in Queensland now and probably supporting more of the Queensland clubs, but still a bit of a soft spot there for the Tigers. It's just great to see them up and about.
Tornado
and how
Rain.
Is the old man, please? Yeah. I was just talking about your great dad, Jeff, who we all know. As happy with himself in front of the mirror, Rainsy, as any footballer we've seen, is he still got a bit of that about in the old man, or has he settled down a touch?
A bit of a struggle. I'm trying to get through an interview without his name being mentioned. So, as you can imagine, he struts around a bit still. But the Silver Fox, he's going okay. He's still trying. I think he's not happy with the current terms about not being able to travel because he likes to come up to Queensland for about 6 months and sunbaking. He's getting his tan right for the winter months. I think last time I reckon I heard an interview with you boys with him and stirring him up about that. And Billy's still trying to get over the tripod call on the Footy Show a couple of years ago. So I think he couldn't work that one out, Bill. So
well, someone told me that was his nickname, and I just wanted to know why, which I kind of knew. But I'm telling him I'm sorry about that. Someone just told me before. Went to air, and I didn't actually look it up. Like, we had a bit of trouble before trying to find out the Wallaby coach. Do you know who coaches the Wallabies?
Eddie Jones. Eddie Jones, yeah.
No.
He coaches England.
He coaches England, there you go. Well,
hey, good on you, mate. Also at the Gold Coast Suns Academy and coaches the Allies, the under-18s, which are some good players have played for the Allies over the years,
Rainsy,
Jim. But
don't tip into it, Rainsy.
Hey, good on you, mate. All the best with one-on-one football.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well done, Rainsy. Great chatting to you, mate.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Now, have a listen to this for a show tomorrow, Fat.
What we got?
Chris Judd, one of the all-time greats, one of the greatest footballers I've ever seen play the game, and a great friend of the show, and Kangaroos star Sean Higgins.
Oh, I like Higgo. He talks sense, Higgo, actually.
He does.
I've just got a question. Matthew Lloyd brought this up on the Sunday Footy Show.
Lordo.
Chris Judd or Dusty Martin?
Chris Judd for me.
Righto.
Chris Judd for me. Oh, I love Dusty, but Chris Judd did stuff I've never seen anyone else do. He was incredible and good fella too.
And just clearing...
Not that Dusty isn't, by the way.
That's what you're saying.
No, it's not. Actually, not at all. You know what, Fat?
What?
I have never met Dustin Martin. How long has he been playing, Grabs?
7 years, 8 years?
I don't know. It'd be at least that long, you reckon? I have never, ever come across him. Never been in the same vicinity to say hello to him.
Oh, yeah. I spoke to him because he's from Castlemaine, where we got the pub. Mm-hmm. So he's been in there, barred a couple of times, but he's been up there. So I've spoken to him about that. I met his auntie up there. She's a mad Richmond supporter and loves Dusty. So just to clear something else up, Jim.
Yes, please.
The coach of the Wallabies, now, is... Dave Rennie. You're right.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. I actually did say that.
It was
Rabbits that went with Robbie Kearns or something.
Robbie Deans.
Robbie Kearns.
And then Andrew Raines went with Eddie Jones and coaches England.
Who could be?
It's only taken us an hour to work it out.
Yeah, we have.